USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump was back on the campaign trail Saturday night, this time in Georgia, to back the incumbent Republican senators in a pair of runoff elections. Senator Kelly Loeffler is facing off with Democratic challenger Raphael Warnock, while Senator David Perdue takes on John Ossoff. At a rally in Valdosta, Georgia, the president emphasized what he says is at stake in the runoffs.
The stake in this election is control of the U.S. Senate, and that really means control of this country. The voters of Georgia will determine which party runs every committee, writes every piece of legislation, controls every single taxpayer dollar. Very simply, you will decide whether your children will grow up in a socialist country or whether they will grow up in a free country.
President-elect Joe Biden said he would also campaign in Georgia for Ossoff and Warnock before Georgians head back to the polls on January 5th. This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
Puerto Rico will lock down on Sundays and close marinas for the holidays. Faldior has the story from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
Puerto Rico's governor says they have to pause to save lives and announced stricter measures to fight COVID. Governor Wanda Vasquez tightened an ongoing curfew with businesses now ordered closed at 8:30 p.m. and no one allowed on streets from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. except essential workers. Only gas stations, pharmacies, grocery stores, and hardware stores will be allowed to open on Sundays, though restaurants can offer delivery or carryout. And alcohol sales is banned from Saturdays at 5 a.m. until Mondays at 5 a.m. The measure runs from December 7 to January 7, the height of Puerto Rico's holiday season, with beaches to remain closed except to those doing exercise.
And the Department of Education will continue their pause on payments and interest for student loans to the end of January. Those with federal student loans now won't have to resume payments until February of next year. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
President-elect Joe Biden says he won't make receiving a coronavirus vaccine mandatory. Kenneth Burns has the story from the USA Radio News East Coast Bureau.
President-elect Joe Biden expressed concerns about the Trump administration's plan to give out a coronavirus vaccine.
There is no detailed plan that we've seen anywhere as to how you get the vaccine out of a container into an injection syringe into somebody's arm. And it's going to be very difficult for that to be done, and it's very expensive.
Biden offering comments as he was urging Congress and the president to get on the same page when it comes to passing a coronavirus relief package. As far as requiring everyone in the country to take the vaccine itself, Biden said he would not issue such a mandate.
I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand to be mandatory, but I would do everything in my power. Just like I don't think masks have to be made mandatory nationwide.
From the East Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Kenneth Burns.
On the college gridiron Saturday, number 1 Alabama ran over LSU 55-17. Number 3 Clemson beat Virginia Tech 45-10 to set up a rematch with Notre Dame for the ACC championship. Number 10 Miami blanked Duke 48-0. Number 11 Oklahoma topped Baylor 27-14. Number 12 Indiana held off number 16 Wisconsin 14-6. Number 18 Coastal Carolina stopped number 13 BYU at the 1 yard line to pull off the upset 22-17. California upset number 23 Oregon 21-17, and number 24 Tulsa hung on to beat Navy 19-6. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.